brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, on Larry King Live last night, another top Republican was outed as a closeted homosexual. But it's a lot more serious than that, ladies and gentlemen. That's, again, just the surface. And, of course, that's Ken Mellman, chairman of the Republican Party. We've got wide open phones right now for the next 30 minutes. Then we've got a brief guest coming on whose son was singled out, told they were revisiting terrorist material. We now have the websites listed by the principal, the assistant principal, Infowars.com, 911 Truth New York, and other sites. And she told him these are conspiracy sites that are improper, and they want psychological evaluation, and he is going to have in-school suspension, detention over this. This is America. The story's up on Infowars.com. It's up with video on JonesReport.com. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Ted in North Carolina, you were finishing up your comments?
Yeah. You know, we are making headway because I know there's one particular site that's very popular, conspiracyplanet.com. You can't even get on that now. I tried getting on it yesterday. So we are making some headway. But also, I just want to finish up with, I think, the concentration camp situation. Folks, that is real. Hell, they are building them right now. A lot of them are ready to go. As soon as Bush or whoever decides to suspend the Constitution, that's it. Families are going to be split up. This is real. This is real. And I think I'm really interested to find out what Alex's plan is.
Well, it's going to be a minority. Now, think about it. The majority of us are against the war, against the North American Union.
Right.
Again, it'll be a minority of brainwashed troops and police.
Right.
Coming around, telling us we've got to get, and they're not, it's in the mainstream news now.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's why we've got to impeach Bush.
Yeah.
And defeat Pelosi.
Yeah.
Because they plan to just keep things going now, and it could and it could be a bipartisan Democrat-Republican move against the people. We've got to tell people that we're in a worse shape than ever right now.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just inches away from tipping it off.
Did you hear Ron Paul in the last hour talking about the concentration camps?
No. What I heard towards the end,
he was just saying that they've declared the power to put us in concentration camps. And that this is a real threat.
Oh, yeah. And they already have foreign troops set up here, just waiting. They're standing by just for the moment that Bush or whoever says, go ahead,
well,
go get them.
Well, I think you should let them break your family up, and you should get on the truck and let them handcuff you and let them put a bag over your head. Yes, you've been bad.
Mm-mm.
Ted, you need to, in fact, when they come, give them your wife's jewelry and just say thank you for all you do, and then kind of stick your chin out so they can hit you with a rifle butt. Shut up! And when they knock your teeth out and your lips are all split, just get on the ground and go thank you and start licking their boots.
Hey, they're going to have to take me. I'm sorry.
No. I don't want you to open fire on them.
I'm not going to do that.
I want you to go with them.
I want you to
submit to one world government, okay?
Can't do it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just horrible if you go out and buy a bunch of firearms.
Crazy.
I appreciate your call. Listen, it's like Frank Morales said. If they try it, it's the end. If they're that arrogant, and you know what? They may not be that arrogant. They may not have that much chutzpah or gall or whatever term you want to use to do it. But I sure know they're gearing up for it, and they don't gear up for stuff for nothing. Who would have known that the bird flu was real? It hit America in the winter of 2007. George Bush and Nancy Pelosi worked together to quarantine the states. Rebellions broke out as citizens refused to go to the emergency centers for their safety. Don't worry, under international NATO agreements, multinational I-4 troops are here. The Southwest is being patrolled and protected by the gracious help of the new Mexican president. I mean, you could see that happen. You just heard Ron Paul last hour say that. I mean, they're not building it for no reason. They're not setting it up for no reason. So submit to them if they try. Go with the Mexican troops. Give them your wife.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, I think it's time to stop being so radical. I think it's fine that our entire infrastructure, ports, roads, train yards are being handed over to foreign international corporations backed up by foreign nations. I think it's really good that NORTHCOM, that Bush has bragged about, has announced that they will use Mexican, Canadian, and other foreign troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. I think it's great they've abolished Posse Comitatus. I think it's great they've abolished the power of governors. I mean, Nancy Pelosi thinks it's great. She's not going to try to repeal any of it. I think it's good that the Bill of Rights has been abolished. The government is God, and he is legitimate to do that. It's their right to rule over us and to tell us how to live our lives and to tell us we need to take 44 vaccines a year now and to put as much mercury and other things in it as they want. I believe CBS News nationally and locally when they say mercury's good for my brain. And I just think that Republicans are wonderful Christian good people. Their leadership is. And I just think that we should be glad the BATF operates like the Sopranos, but so what? They need to be tough on us, you know. And I think it's fine that the dollar's been devalued down to one penny of its worth 80-plus years ago, and it's been much of that devaluing happening in the last few years. And I think it's great that the middle class is disappearing and that illegitimacy is at all-time highs and that the family's falling apart. And that we're at record public, private, and corporate debt. And I think it's great that all the TV shows show police torturing people, both fiction and nonfiction, and that shows them brutalizing us and shows them as the heroes. And I think that they're wearing black uniforms, black helmets, and black masks is a symbol of freedom. Everybody knows from Lord of the Rings to Star Wars that the good guys wear black masks. And I think it's really great. And I think that if they come wanting to take you to a FEMA camp, it's for your safety. You should submit to them. All authority is God. All authority is of the Lord, as the churches say that are run by perverts. But again, that's just the way it is. And we should just go quietly into the night. And I think when we see officers on the streets, we should just run up and start worshiping, going, "You are God, you are God. I worship you. I am scum. I am bad. Take my rights. You're better than me. I should never question you." And just, start just worshiping over and over again, up and down, laying your hands and head on the ground, prostrate, worshiping. You are a minion of the government. Any minion of the Almighty is good. Maybe we should just start being real sarcastic and just running around worshiping world government. Maybe that's the answer. All right, I'm being real tongue in cheek here right now. I just there's a lot of election news. Pelosi, Howard Dean, that's really the big news. Howard Dean to John Stewart, "We won't impeach Bush. There won't be any repeal of Patriot Act. There won't be any repeal of Military Commissions Act. There won't be any repeal of nothing. In fact, there's going to be amnesty now." And already the big Democrat blogs are saying, "Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. The Democrats have saved us. Bush isn't that bad. Let's work together." And a lot of them are on the Democratic Party payroll. And a lot of conservatives are disenfranchised with Bush. Big news coming up later. Rush Limbaugh, in fact, I have the quotes here, has said that he's not going to carry the water, that is, lie for the Republican Party anymore about how they're not conservative. Rush, you get paid hundreds of millions of dollars, but your contract's $289 million alone. More than his show brings in. Wonder how they swing that one. Oh, yeah, a big analyst, media analyst, mainstream analyst have done that analysis. Can you put two and two together? But Rush is pretty slick. He knows now that most conservatives know that the Republicans are a pervert cult of gun-grabbing Trotskyites, literally. And so they're all the same. Bortz, Hannity, they're all kind of deserting right now, knowing the jig is up, knowing, and now they can point at the Democrats and go, "Oh, look at the horror," but they see Bush saying he's going to be in a lip lock with the Democrats. And the more I think about it, I think the globalists just allowed all this to happen. They could have blocked most of it with the machines. They did try in some areas. But it was just to keep good Democrats out, really people who would go for impeachment, people who would go for indictments, people who wanted to pull the troops out now, the Democrats who wanted to keep the war going and wanted unpopular things all magically won. And the establishment who controls Bush and the Democrats will now have Bush teamed up with the Democrats to finish killing America. Now, I would tell Rush Limbaugh listeners and others, you know, if you would have forced them early on to admit the Republicans were reprobate and traitored us, we could have turned things around and defeated the Patriot Act and defeated the Military Commissions Act, defeated the already open borders policies we have, but you didn't. For 6 years, you sucked your thumb and defended George Bush, and you listened to the junior high-level psychology of these pundits who were just establishment hacks. And now you're going to see the establishment hacks on the other side, the Pelosi's and the John Stewart's and the Howard Dean's and all, and even Oberman now. Oh, we can all go back to sleep now, the Democrats. Hey, Oberman will be legitimate in my eyes, and John Stewart will be legitimate if they come out and say, "Okay, now repeal Military Commissions Act." And I don't mean just once, but night after night, month after month. Or if they come out and point out, "Well, where's the impeachment?" And so we're going to have the test now here out in front of everyone. We know Howard Dean's a piece of trash traitor. He's saying no impeachment, no investigations, no nothing. Okay? Which, by the way, would totally bring down the Republicans and would give the Democrats massive majorities. I mean, whoever did the right thing would totally run this country. But they're not. They're bought and paid for by the same people. I mean, you know, if Pelosi isn't into women, she probably isn't. Well, they've got her somewhere else. You know, a contribution she took 10 years ago or some consultancy she's got. I mean, they got them all except for a handful. Just a few people. They've got them all.
I'm calling to let you know that your prefix.
Listen to this.
To receive a complimentary 5-day cruise for two aboard the Carnival.
Oh, man, I tell you what, folks. I have an office line in here, one I just put in a few months ago, and I wanted you to hear the type of junk I get. It's already on some type of, and I'm able to air calls from this phone. That's why I just did that. That's the type of junk that comes in to this office. No one knows this number, but the telemarketers have it. Do I want to mortgage my house? Do I want to go on a cruise? Do I want to buy a new car? Do I want a credit card? Okay. I have to unplug the phone and plug it back in whenever I want to use it. In my office. Anyways, I digress. What was the point I'd gotten into? Let's just go to some calls. It's just sick. It's so disgusting. Robert in California, welcome.
How you doing, sir? You know, if this doesn't pan out for you, you can always be the New World Order comic. The 2 points. On the night of the election, they had, I believe it was on Channel 7, Obama doing a segment on him. And I sort of noticed this little keyword that came out, common ground. And then lately, I've been listening to the news and after the election, Nancy Pelosi and a few others all saying common ground, common ground.
And that's what Bush is saying. And common ground is this little Delphi technique corporate term where we're going to tell you we're doing what you want, but we really do the opposite.
Yeah. And it's kind of sad that, you know, true, you know, I was in a ministry for a while that had no ties to any real organization. In fact, they were started about 62 and the leader passed away in a plane crash down in Bolivia doing some ministry work. And they've been talking about what's been going on for a long time. And I sort of fell asleep a couple of years before 9/11 because you get overwhelmed. I know you felt it, assimilating all this information that, you know, first you have the disinformation, then you have the real information, then you have to sort through the disinformation and where they're trying to lead us or not lead us or put us down some rabbit holes. So
yeah, it's cloak and dagger. We've got an elite using high-tech psychological warfare systems, propaganda, spin, PR, and you've got a general public that in the past could defeat it because Americans were reading, were informed, cared. Now in the last 50, 60 years, people don't even know where major continents are on the map. So how are they going to fight back against sophisticated 21st century propaganda?
Exactly. And, you know, but would they also overwhelm us? I mean, like you said, some people have to, you know, work two or three jobs just to keep, you know, a certain standard of living what they're used to.
Well, just know this. Government needs to be smaller. It's run by international criminals. They're dividing and subdividing the country right now. Get out of debt. Buy guns. Get to know your neighbors. Don't trust the system. Stop buying into its propaganda. We don't need more police. Just shut down the border. On and on and on.
Right, and it's sad that during the election that the people didn't really read. Like I was looking at Bob Bowman's website, and he put down every issue that he was standing on. You know, he didn't hide what he's about.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back with Tom, Mike, and many others on the other side. Then we got a special guest joining us, continual election coverage, and your take on the playing field now. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We'll get fooled again.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Take on the election, what's happening in the world today, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. In the last week, I've ignored BBC Associated Press articles about human cow chimeras, human dog chimeras, just massive human embryo splicing, top scientists worrying it could give rise to superviruses or bacteria. I mean, there's so many huge environmental crises, but the media is not worried about that. Oh, it's, let's have a global tax on fuels, which has nothing to do with global warming, whether it's real or not. It's just sick. The elite are just totally nuts. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Pennsylvania, then Michael and others. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today? I'd like to first say Godspeed to you and all you do.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to know if you saw the American Israel pro lobby's already latched on to the congressman and sent them all their greeting. I didn't know if you saw that or not.
Well, I know Israel has opened fire on German patrol boats 2 weeks ago. Now, yesterday, they were dive bombing French, and the French came within 2 seconds of launching missiles. Now the French said they're going to send missiles into Lebanon, so that is a big escalation there.
It says that after the campaign ended Tuesday, nearly every viable candidate met with AIPAC. And
Well, you got to meet with AIPAC and the Chinese and the British lobbyists and others, but you got to meet with AIPAC to get your orders immediately.
Well, I'm a first-time listener, actually. I just started listening to you about a week ago. And I found your show. I was doing some research on anti-Zionism, and it brought me into your show. And I'm so grateful for it because I was one of those people that was misled for years. I was born a Catholic, and I was a good Christian for many years. And this movement that they have going on pulled me away from my religion for a long time, and I wanted answers, and I couldn't find them, so I started to write a book. And while writing that book, I started to do some research and found out that there's more to this. And it just came wide open to me, like I opened the book and it was all right there. And
that's good news, and I appreciate your call. It's good to have you on board, sir, listening. Please tell your friends and neighbors about the broadcast. That's how we grow. Whether you listen on AM or FM, shortwave, it doesn't matter. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Jew, just like I'm not anti-British. But I am against the mafia that runs Israel. I'm against the mafia that runs England. I'm against the mafia in this country. And I am against the Zionists who are like Jewish mafia. But I'm against the Chinese mafia, for that matter. And then I get criticized on both ends. Oh, you're anti-Israel. And then you don't hate Israel enough. You know, it's sick. Pastor Butch Paul just called in. Got a talk show right here on Genesis. Pastor, what's on your mind?
Well, sir, Alex, I just listen to your program, as always, when I get a chance. And you're talking about the human-cow embryo mix and different things you're experimenting with people right now. And I have just received in my hand within the past hour about 200 pages of documentation here of what they're doing on this. And matter of fact, here in West Virginia, they're doing what's called an AmberView alert-type program in the public schools, having children sign up with their thumbprints and of course, retina scans, all that.
Yeah, the feds are paying for that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They call it, and the heading of the paper is West Virginia University Institute for the Protection of Human Test Research Subjects. Now, in my hand from right now, a draft. This is on May 4th, 1989, written by John C. Fletcher.
They're finding out who all the children are, so they can do testing on them. Or if Rockefeller needs an organ, your little girl gets run over the next guy on the street.
And this is. A paper in my hand I just received by John C. Fletcher, written back in May 4th, 1989.
It's tissue typing. Well, start over. Tell us about it.
Oh, well, this letter here was written on May 4th, 1989 by John C. Fletcher, Ph.D. It names names and quotes. It said, "Do not quote or cite this paper without permission." Well, sorry about that. I'm doing it anyway. This letter is written to Harold Shapiro, November 14th, 1998. President Clinton also requested NBAC to include implications of a reported attempt to fuse a human cell with a cow egg. Researchers claim embryonic cell mix of human and cow. They go on to talk about chimeras and this, what could happen if this would come about and how to kind of cover their tail in case they come up with a human-animal mix type thing.
And now they have humans mixed with chimpanzees living in cages, Associated Press.
And all this information I'm going to have available on MP3. If anybody wants it within the next couple weeks, there's hundreds of pages of documentation here from the National Institute of Health.
Well, Butch, why don't you do this? Why don't you highlight it? Because I heard you on your own show mentioning this. Why don't you highlight it, and why don't you just come on the show in the next few days? Why don't we just set you up to talk about it?
You give me a holler, we'll be glad to do it, Alex.
Okay, but the point is, though, the group running the retina scanning and the thumbprinting and the DNA testing of the kids will let them in the schools is the same group behind all of this, and I've seen the news article on it.
The FDA is also behind it. Right?
You know what? Let them experiment on our children. It's good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Why the union's that big businessman, and it's going down to the dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to roll on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole business is gonna be against the law.
Thank you, Bob Dylan. We're back live here. I know we have Michael in Wisconsin and others that have been patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. I should have told the network to queue up a little video clip. It's in the headline story on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. 10-year-old disciplined for visiting 911 website. So you can hear how well-spoken and nice this young man is. He's never really been in trouble. He got written up once for running in the hall, and they said that was mental illness. And he needed to be psychologically evaluated. Now he was in the computer lab that They routinely go do research on, you know, whatever the topic is. They were told to research different functions in the government. I have the write-up here now. So he really wasn't in trouble for being off task. They say in the write-up, he's in trouble for visiting Infowars.com and Alex Jones material. Alex Jones, martial law, 9/11 material, 9/11 cover-ups, what it says, Skull and Bones info, Infowars, MySpace, Google. Oh, my gosh, he visited Google. Oh my, oh. And it says 911 New York Truth. Oh, my gosh. And but she told him this is conspiracy stuff and that she's shocked that the filters didn't block it. So school is about learning how to be a thought criminal, learning how to be a prisoner, learning how to have the police come in unannounced drills and put guns to your head and scream at you. This all goes together. This story's a big deal. And I want it to get a lot of attention. Please go to JonesReport.com. It has had the Leander Independent School District Discipline Report Elementary added from the Leander Independent School District. Yeah, the Leander Federalized Slave Grid Indoctrination Brainwashing Camp Laboratory Center. And we're not going to give you the family's name, but they're happy to do it. But I just want to shield them as much as possible. Mark's the 10-year-old, just turned 11. Mark is also the father. And just an amazing young man. And she started telling him, don't you ever visit that again. That is, you know, conspiracy. And he said, no, it's the truth. And she said, don't you argue with me. So she put him out in the hall. I have what he was punished with here. He had his lunch recess taken away. He went to detention on that. And they're calling for complete assessment of his psychological makeup, because it's mentally ill, you see, to go to 9/11 sites. Mm-hmm. See, Soviet Union, folks. They want a student conference and a parent contact conference, time out in office. This is all the things they did to him. Administrative action. They want a a complete psychological evaluation. That's an X. They're asking for that. They got a check, though, for student conference, parent contact, time out in office, lunch recess detention, and they go on to say here that this is improper information he visited. And in the handbook, it says terrorism, crime, hacking, porn. And so, just like you get fired at Dell Computer, whether you're in Tennessee or Texas, I know eight separate people, five of them that I know personally, who on their lunch hour, they're allowed to visit sites. You can't visit hacking, porn, gambling, or hate. And I'm considered hate because we post AP articles where they run into schools and put guns to children's heads screaming at them, and the children freak out, and parents are mad. Again, that's supposed to stay regional. That's supposed to just be heard about in Michigan, not heard about here. We break that control. You're not supposed to hear about how pervert cults run D.C. You're not supposed to hear about how they're running CIA drills, the flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon. You heard about it here almost 2 years before it broke in the front page of USA Today. You're not supposed to have this type of information. So joining us is Mark, the father. I'm not going to keep you on long, Mark. I know you're at work and very busy right now, but this is unbelievable. I hope this teacher will issue an apology. I hope the principal will issue an apology. Your son was denounced by a good member of the thought police, just like out of 1984, yelled. He's looking at terrorist sites, ran yelling to the front. Your son was unceremoniously taken to the principal. Mark, how has it been dealing with the fact that your son is a thought criminal?
Well, it's you know, it's pretty shocking that they would even write a discipline report for something like this. I mean, you know, let's say if he was fighting, maybe spitting on somebody or threatening another student, I could see a discipline report, you know, being wrote over.
Oh, no,
like
they
that.
Don't write them up on those. No, it's now the thought criminal, because they're very, and I've had the former head Department of Education, number two, head of policy, number one, on here to say they are targeting young, aggressive, intelligent males.
Right. He's, he's basically not going along with the program, and so he had to be made an example of. And, you know, Not to mention the fact, even in the discipline report here, it says that the kids were researching whitehouse.gov/kids. Okay, and, you know, anybody in the world can go to whitehouse.gov, and they can go read all about, you know, H.R. 6166 and, you know, how the president just signed the bill. And by the way,
Mark, that's what he told her. He said, I'm just going to the government websites.
Exactly.
And she said, don't you talk back to me.
Exactly. And, you know, I know most of, you have a lot of links on your website directly to the government's website that, you know, back up everything you're saying here. And, you know, when the president signed H.R. 6166, at the end of his, little speech, if I can quote here, it says, and now in memory of the victims of September 11th, it is my honor to sign the Military Commissions Act of 2006 into law. Everybody applauses. The bill is signed. So, you know, in my view, if they're going to learn about the government and all the branches and what it's about, I think they should learn about how the government is actually taking those rights, the Bill of Rights, and throwing it in the trash. The Constitution is basically null and void. So, I mean, you know, if they're going to learn about the branches of government, they need to learn about the whole thing, not just whatever this teacher was trying to teach, which, you know, I couldn't even really get a clear story on what that was. So, you know, not to mention the the penmanship on this discipline report, it's hardly legible. And, you know, it's...
Well, I would also add that there are two other discipline reports, and they cite those in here, and running in the hall, that, and again, you're not allowed to run at recess either, no dodgeball,
yeah,
no tag, you've got to be a little jellyfish.
That's and terrorist
once,
activity.
Yes, and then once he did what all 10-year-olds do, he made that, he made that noise.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, I remember school, right before each class would start, that's all you'd hear the little boys doing was...
Well, right, I mean, that's what young kids do, you know, they basically have to...
and if I did it three times, they'd just send me out to the coach, and he'd have me run eight laps, yelling at me till I threw up, and I wouldn't do it again.
Exactly, and that, you know, Kevin, you know, we were speaking yesterday, and you know, he asked me how many recesses does you know, my son have, and he has one recess. You know, back when I was in school, we had at least two or three of them.
Sir, most schools have one recess a week now.
And
one PE a week. And then about 5 minutes of recess, they've cut it down from 45 minutes. You know, we used to eat in 15 and run out for the rest of the hour. Not anymore. Any contact, any wrestling, any tag football, they call in school police now. It's sick. It's all about making them prisoners.
Exactly.
With a bunch of ninnying, control freak, cult member liberals running things.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. You know, I can't understand how this country got to this point. But,
well, they have the in-teacher and service training where they tell them, if they touch each other, if they run, you will be liable. You will go to jail if they fall down and hurt their knee. You will not let them talk loud. You will not let them, you know, it's total domestication. So what are you going to do about this, this assistant principal doing this to your son? I mean, I personally, I know it's hard in this economy. I would get your son, Mark, out of the government training camp.
Yes, you know, I wish I had enough money to stay at home and homeschool him. You know, we actually did that for a year, but, you know, most people out there listening can understand it. With two incomes, it's very hard.
Well, that's why the CIA funded Miss Magazine to break up the family. Not that women shouldn't be able to work if they want to, folks. I'm all for it. The point is, they made it to where you have to.
That's pretty much it, you know. And it wasn't too long ago, you know. If the husband or the father had a decent job, he could take care of the whole family and everybody was happy. You know, but it doesn't seem to be that way nowadays.
The old days of the blue-collar worker living in the three-bedroom house with the two cars and going on vacations 2 weeks a year is gone, buddy.
It is. And, you know, it's pretty sad that most people just don't understand why we have got to this point.
Oh, it's going to get worse, too. Globalism is designed to destroy the middle class. Have you talked to this pea-brain teacher? I mean, this pea-brain principal?
No, I've had meetings with her, you know, and when the psych evaluation came up, you know, I basically told her, I mean, you ought to read the questions on this form. It's junk science is what it is. And I told her I'm not going to, you know, subject my son to this because, in my opinion,
they also trick you. They get you to sign off on it.
Exactly.
Then that form was written by the drug companies. That's the new Freedom Initiative form. Does your 10-year-old get anxious? Do they ever cry?
Right.
Do they ever run? Do they ever have trouble being restless? What does every mammal species, whether it's a seal, a pinniped, or a porcine, a pig, or a canine familiaris, a dog, or a rat, they run around jumping around. Baby birds do it, a whole other species. They take normal behavior and they criminalize it.
Yes. You know, I think a parent's main job is to protect their children, first and foremost, until they're old enough to take care of themselves. And I'm just not going to subject my son to something like this because, you know, My mother, I love her, but she really believes in those drugs, and she had me on them when I was a kid. And, you know, I got to say, I used to skateboard, play guitar, and, you know, when I started taking those drugs, I was just a zombie. I was a walking zombie. I could hardly skate. I could hardly think. I was just walking around in a daze all the time. And thank God she finally realized what they were doing to me and took me off of them. And, you know, I'm not going to subject my son to this, and, you know, I hope...
Well, I'll tell you, Mark is really smart, but I would challenge him to not be haughty about it, to not be rebellious, to not be arrogant. Just keep his head down. They're going to be after him now.
Right.
He's going to win by, as he does, dressing conservatively, not being very quiet, and not letting that scum win.
Yes, he's a very active child, and, you know, he's not perfect. I'm not claiming that. He does have some behavioral problems, but, you know, back in 2001, his sister, Haley, was murdered, and, you know...
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yes, it was, you know, it was in the newspaper, the Page murders. You know, they tried to burn the house down, cover it up. My wife's brother and his son and his wife all got murdered. And, you know, it was just a horrible event for everybody, and it really affected all of us. And, you know, ever since then, and I'm not making excuses, but ever since then, you know, I've seen a lot of rage built up in my son, and, you know, I try to channel it as best I can. He's very curious. He's not a follower.
No, he's real smart. I talked to him for 10 minutes on TV, as you know.
Oh, he is. He's... Everybody that meets him loves him. He's a great young man.
Well, look, he's going to beat the French say the best revenge is living well. He just doesn't want to be angry, forgive these poor slaves. Maybe he should even bring this assistant principal by a terror storm, you know, a documentary like the demolitions video.
Yes, I have your video, Terror Storm. I do have 9/11 Mysteries and Loose Change. Plan on getting Freedom to Fascism. You know, and I was going to burn these copies for teachers and maybe the principal because, you know, maybe they just are blinded and don't know the truth. I really don't think so, but, you know.
I mean, they got to have a major problem to be disciplining a 10-year-old for visiting, again, and they made it clear. It isn't just being off task.
Right.
It was that he was visiting evil InfoWars.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's one best website in the city in the readers' poll. You know, and whether these people want to say I'm not mainstream, hey, I am mainstream. I'm on mainstream radio. We're taking this country back. It's people that think there's no free speech or the right to visit websites that are the weirdos in America. It's not us, lady. Look in the mirror.
That's right. And, you know, I think they should have handled it a lot differently. They should have pulled him aside and said, look, Mark, you need to finish what we've given you here and just, you know, try to just get the work done. But no, instead they write a discipline report, which is going into his file, which, you know, it's basically his government file.
Mark, what
that anybody can pull up and hold it against him.
Exactly. Mark, what does this mean? Well, it's a prison. It's a prison file. What does this mean to you to see that, I mean, not just hear it on the show or see it on the TV show, but to actually, in action, a school principal that thinks it's bad to visit InfoWars.com?
I was really shocked. You know, I really couldn't believe that they would actually write a discipline report and list all these websites and say it was conspiracy theorist websites and inappropriate, and I can't believe the filter didn't catch it. I mean, to me, it's outrageous. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I hear you. Mark, I look forward to seeing you at the church event tomorrow when I show Terror Storm, and I really appreciate you and your son's courage. God bless.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll continue with your calls, and Wayne Manchin's coming up as well. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Next hour, we're going to do a big rundown of the election with Wayne Madsen. We're going to talk about what it means to have Rumsfeld out and Robert Gates in. He predicted this about 3 weeks ago on his news website. And we'll go over Nancy Pelosi, the horrible news, Howard Dean saying, no, they're not going to call for impeachment. There's not going to be repeals of anything. They're saying the big agenda will be open borders, total amnesty, and, of course, actually beefing up the troops in Iraq in the name of a build down. A build up, build down. We're in a lot of trouble. So we knew it, you know. It's just it's so sick. And now the Democratic sites are circling the wagons going, don't you talk bad about Dean and Pelosi. Let them do it. Now suddenly that Patriot Act's looking pretty darn good. Maybe you can arrest some conservatives under it, kind of like the old Clinton days. Let's go ahead and go to Michael in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Michael. Welcome.
Alex.
Hi.
First-time caller. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, let me say, in my 50s, I first became aware of this one-world government freak house as a teenager back in the 70s.
Really?
Yes, sir. I've been at this a long time. I spent a lot of time educating myself.
Well, give us some specific. What's your comment today?
Well, actually, I could talk with you for hours, Alex, but I'd really just like to suggest some tactics to your many listeners. It would be terrible if Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House, but they do have to put it to a vote. And while the House is Democratic, it's just barely. As Congressman Paul had expressed earlier, the members of the House are very sensitive to input from their constituency, which is much smaller than their counterparts in the Senate. If your congressman is a Republican, email them. Say that you do not want them to vote for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker on the grounds that she's too liberal.
Exactly, and to show that the fix is in, there's not even a discussion of a fight taking place. They're just saying she's the anointed one because she's a woman, and I don't know if we should buy into that. I think we need to go up against her. We need to get Democrats to go against her. We need to push this now, or this election means nothing.
And if your representative is Republican, say that you do not want her to be Speaker of the House Representative is Republican on the grounds that she's too liberal. If your representative is a Democrat on the grounds that she is against impeachment, even though she stated that she wanted to drain the swamp.
She didn't want to drain the swamp. She's a big, big old cottonmouth swimming around in the swamp.
There's no doubt about it. However, her main excuse for not wanting to impeach the president is that it would tie up the government. Fine. Press for impeachment of the vice president.
That's a good idea. We're out of time. I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling. Folks, Terror Storm is available right now at Infowars.com. You can get America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95 and get Terror Storm for $9.95. You cannot beat that deal. Get both these powerful films. If you already have one or the other, doesn't matter. Get it and give the other as a gift. You can't beat this deal. Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Your support is absolutely integral. The third hour is straight ahead. More calls and Wayne Madsen. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.